So we saw three possibilities, three shittas in terms of Asugya. One possibility is that that's a categorical rule, that a keli needs a shini maisa in order to eliminate tumma. And it doesn't matter whether it's neser b'hano or not neser b'hano, you have to have a shini maisa in order to be matkia, in order to change the keli. In order to change its status as a keli. And there's no difference between medris and other kinds of, you know, the medris and other kinds of kelim. Just across the board, you need a shini maisa, end of story. That's what Tosis Ba'al holds, at least in the... we haven't done the Tosis yet inside, but that's certainly Tosis's point of departure. But you have to have a shini maisa. And in the case of our Mishnah that Hagemar quotes, of a kippur that you gave to a Sefer Torah, there must have been some kind of shini maisa involved, because otherwise, how could you change it from being a kippur to being a mitpachas svarim? Of course, that runs into a problem, because if that's the case, then why, if there was a shini maisa, then why do you need teres hazmana? Shini maisa always changes the yichud of a kli. So why would the Gemara need to introduce the concept of hazmana milsa? But if hazmana is lav milsa, you can always change one keli. You can change, if you do a shini maisa, you can always change the designation of one keli to be another keli. You can take a sadin and make it into a vila, and you can take a kisei and make it into a dichon, if you know what a dichon is. Whatever, you could change the status of the keli from one thing to another. So why would the Gemara need to talk about hazmana milsa, which Tosis asked that question. We'll see that when we get into Tosis inside. Another possibility is that yes, you always have to have a shini maisa to change the status of a kli. But Isra Hano is tantamount to a shini maisa, because by asering it b'hano for its original ishtamshus, so automatically that changes its yichud to be something else. And that's what Taisa says in Shabbos Daf Nun Ches. The Rash on this mission about kippah shenosnu l'sefer, the Rash also says that. And if that's the case, then Agamar is very, 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 very compelling. Works out very well. That's exactly the Gemara's point. By over here, the kippah, there was no shini maisel. So how did it become? So how did it change its yichud? It must be that Azmona Milson became Nesir Bahano. So that's the second possibility. There's a third possibility, and that's the Rash in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, where the Rash says, based on a Tesefta, Kisei Shosu Dichoy, that to change something from a clay, that even though ordinarily the rule is that a keli is only olimidei tumasa with the shini maisa, but medris is different. To change the yichud of a keli from a clay medris to being an ordinary keli, you don't need a shini maisa. Even the mere mental decision that now I'm not going to use it anymore for a kisei, I'm going to use it instead for a dichoin, is enough that now it's already now it's already not something that's made for sitting. We don't look at it anymore as a chair, and therefore it's not tummy matters. There, the mental designation is enough. That's the Rash. There's theories from the Rash, because elsewhere the Rash doesn't work with that. But there, the Rash is very exciting. He has that idea. What if the kisei was already tummy? Maybe we just make the point. What if the kisei was already tummy? So then the Teseftus, that same Teseftus says, then you do need to do a Maisa. You have to be Kaveed Mimasma, you have to do something. Because once it was Makabal Tumah, then it's harder to take off the status of being a Kisei. But if it wasn't yet Tomei at least, then you can change it from being a Kisei to being a Dichoy with mere mental telekinesis. You don't need any actual, you don't have to actually do anything to it. It just happens. I saw afterwards the Rid, the same idea, almost the same idea you have in Shuvas HaRid. So I looked it up. It's in Simon Tezayin, in the Bar-Ilan they have. Shuvas HaRid, Simon Tezayin. So when I saw it inside, I saw it's not exactly the way I'd seen it quoted. It's close to the Rash, it's not identical. The Rid holds that to go from a medrash to a non-medrash, you don't need a Maisa Gomer. But he does say you do need a Maisa Ksas. You need less maisa than what you'd ordinarily need. The specific case that he's talking about is a Gemara Mefereshes that says that that since kol hakelim ein ma'olim de tumas and elav shini ma'isa, so just to nail it is not called the shini ma'isa. To kovei b'mas is not a shini ma'isa. So gemara mefreshes. That's not called, you know, you took a keli and you want to now change it to something else. You want to change it into a wall hanging. So you take a nail and you bang it on the wall. That's not called the shini ma'isa. You have to do something to change the kli itself. Not enough just to nail it up. That's a gemara. So he has a question, because by the mission of Sadin Sha'osa Viloin, that mission of Perchov, Sadin Sha'osa Viloin, took a Sadin and make it into a Viloin. So he had a Girsh in the Mishnah. We don't have this Girsh in the Mishnah. It's just Me'emes Haytar also. When does the Sadin become a Viloin? So Be'siloim in Mishayikshar, that we have in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, so I think by us the Mishnah says Mishayikvar, but he had a Girsh in Mishayikvar B'masmer. When you nail it up, so he has nailing it up is not a Maisa Gomer. So it's a Maisa, it's not a real Maisa. So where's the Shini Maisa? Medrash is different. For Medrash, it's enough to be Kaveh B'masmeh. You need to do something, but you don't need to go, you need to do something to show your change of intent, but you don't need to do something physical to the Sadin itself. You nail it up on the wall, so you didn't really change the Sadin, it's not really a Shini Maisa in the ordinary sense, but it's enough to indicate your Gili Das, that now you want it to be a Vilan. It's close to the Rash, but it's not identical. It's close to the Rash that he makes the distinction between the Medrash and other changes of status. But the Rash said it's good enough a pure mental designation. And the Reed, it's Mashma that no, it's not like ordinary Shini Maisa. But it can't be purely mental. You have to do something. You have to be Kaveh B'Masmeh. You have to do Epis something in order to change it. I don't know how it stems with the Tesefta. The Tesefta says, by Kisei Sha'osa Dichon, he doesn't quote the Tesefta. The Tesefta that the Rash quoted said that it's enough just a mental designation. Unless it was already Tomei, then you have to be Kaveh B'Masmeh. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the Rid is going to do with that. He doesn't address that. So that's not exactly the same Shikla. But Al Kaponim, the Rash and the Rid are variations on the theme. That Medrash is different than everything else. Medrash is just enough to make a mental designation. So L'chaira, according to the Rash, so then there's a difficulty in our sugya. Because if it's enough to have just a pure mental designation to change a medrash into a non-medrash, so why do you have to come out to Hazmana Milsa? And if Hazmana lav Milsa, so what? I have this kippah. And I decided mentally that I want to give it to make it to be now something else, to be a mitachasvar. So why isn't that enough to take off the tumas medrash, even if hazmana lav milsa? As according to this, by kisei shosei dicha, it's not hazmana or hazmana milsa over there, but the mere mental decision that now I don't want it to be kisei anymore. So now it's amayid manasim lachteinu. The Rash says that Rash holds that's enough to take the medrash into a clay medrash and make it not a clay medrash. So how does Agamar work? Agamara says it's only because Hazmana Milsa. But if Hazmana is Lav Milsa, then it doesn't work. It remains Tomei Medrash. Why? According to the Rash, it should lose its status. It should lose its status of Tumas Medrash with the mere mental designation. It's sort of the question that Tosis says, but it's the opposite. Tosis holds that you need a Shini Maisa in order to change a Medrash into a non-Medrash. That's what else. Tosis, how does it work even if Hazmana Milsa? Hazmana Milsa is not going to help because you need a real Maisa. And Tosis is forced to say that there must have actually been a Maisa. And then Tosis has the problem. Well, if there was really a Maisa, then what do you have to then forget Hazmana? In the Rashi, you have an opposite question. Even if there was no Maisa, so what? The mental decision that I don't want it to be a keep anymore, now I want it to be a Metachasvarim, that should be enough. Like by Kisei, Shosu Dichon. So who cares about Hazmana? Why doesn't the Gemara makes it into the Gemara makes it into Hazmana Milsa issue? Why do you have to go? Who cares about Hazmana? Really, it's not so bad. You need a Maisa Zutali, so maybe so you need Hazmana to be a Maisa Zutali. But according to the Rash, you don't need any Maisa. And you can just think, I want it to be, yesterday was a Kisei, now I'm looking at it as a Dichon. That's it. It's no longer Tomei Medrash. So how do you learn Gemara? So what can we say? Here's the kasha. Agumah works best in the middle. If you hold that you need a ma'aseh, but Israel is a substitute for a ma'aseh. So then Agumah is going to take something that's a medrash and make it ois medrash. You need a ma'aseh, but if it is Israel could be chal, that's a substitute for a ma'aseh. So that's an issue of Azmona Milsa. Agumah is great. That's Tosfos and Shabbos. But the two extremes are problematic. If you hold that even if it's also benoy, you still need a ma'aseh. And Agumah is talking about that there was a ma'aseh, then you have Tosfos' problem, kosher. So if there was a ma'aseh, what do you need Azmona? And the other extreme is also problematic. Behold, that to take something that's a medrash and make it ois medrash, you don't need a ma'aseh at all, ever. So then Agamarish is difficult in the opposite way. So even if there was, so who cares about Azmona? The mere decision that I want this keeper to be a mitpachasorim, I want to give it to a sefer, that itself should take off the tumas medrash. Yeah, so what can we say, Josh?
Didn't we say from the Rosh that he says that the case in the Mishnah is when it was taught?
Also, maybe we could say, we had a similar question, how is the Rash going to learn the Mishnah in Perek Chof about Sadin Sha'osei Viloin? So Sadin Sha'osei Viloin, so the Mishnah says, Me'eim Esai Tarosoi, Misha Yikshar, basically say. Well, why do you need Misha Yikshar? You have a mental designation, it should change. So we said, Al Kof, the Rash going to have to learn that it's talking about where it had already become Tomek. So we say the same thing maybe for this Mishnah as well, that the Rash will learn that the Mishnah of Kippur should not know the Sefer. It's talking about a case, or the Gemara understood that it's talking about a case where the Kippur was already Tomek. Because that we saw in the Tesefta, even like Kisei Sha'osei Vichon, even though it's enough to have a mental change, that's only if it wasn't Tomek yet. But if it was already Tomek Medrash, then it's harder to take off the status of being a Klei Medrash. Then you have to have at least a Maisa, maybe a Maisa Zutta, Klei Medrash, but you have to have some kind of Maisa. So maybe we'll say that the Mishnah of Kippur, Shemotel Sefer, the Gemara held for the Poshut, that it's talking about where it was already Tomei. And if it was already Tomei, so then you'd have to do need a Maisa. So that's it. But Hazmana, but Israel no could substitute for that Maisa. And that will be Pshat Nagamar. The Nagamar will work out very well. And if you say, and L'chor, there's a Revach here. Because if that's the case, then it would explain why the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in not exactly the same language that the Mishnah used. The language of the Mishnah was what? Kippur Shanos Nel Sefer, Tomei Medrash, and what? And it's Tomei Tmei Meis. The Gemara quotes it that it's Tomei Medrash, that it's Tomei Maga Medrash. I said at the beginning, it's a very significant change. If he goes in the Mishnah that it's Tomei Tmei Meis, there's no indication if we're talking about a case that it was already Tomei, maybe it was not already Tomei. Tomei Meis means in the future. If a Meis will be Metamei, or a person with Tomei Meis, will touch the Vila, and the Vila will become Tomei. So we're talking about future Tumas. But if you're going with Aval Tomei Maga Medris, then we're talking about where it was already Tomei Medris to begin with, and now when it becomes, goes from being a Kippur to being a Sefer, so it's Tomei because it touched itself. So it's no longer a Medris, an Avatuma, but it's still something that came into contact with the Medris. So it's very mechuvin. The Gemara has, and maybe it's not even the Mishnah, maybe it's a Braisa. It was in the Chami. Maybe even the Mishnah the Gemara didn't want to quote. Because the Mishnah that says Kippur Shanosu Sefer is Tar, that has nothing to do with Hasmona. That's just taking a medrash and making it into a non-medrash. You could do that mentally. You don't have to come on to Hasmona Milsa. But the Gemara is quoting, not the Mishnah at all, the Gemara is quoting a Braisa. That it's Tomei Maga Medrash. That means that even if it was already Tomei, when you designate it for a Sefer, it becomes Tar. That can happen with mental designation. That needs a ma'isa, at least called by a masmer, something. Where's the ma'isa? Akochik, it must be the Azmona Milsa, and the Yisrael No is a substitute for the ma'isa. So that's why the Gemara quotes a Braisa and not the Mishnah. So the Fidus Rash, we actually have a Revach in understanding the Gemara. Yeah.
But if we say that the Gemara, Dafka, didn't quote the Mishnah, because we had to say for the Rash that the Rash learned that it's gotten the Mishnah before. We had to say that the Rash learned it's gotten the Mishnah and Dafka.
Right, so it's like this. The Rash, it's a not, if you go as Tmei Meis, the way the Mishnah has it, so we could say that the Lashon of Tmei Meis is non-committal. It might be talking about where it's already Tomei, and it might not. So in the Mishnah of Sadin Sha'osei Viloin, so the Rash where it says Me'ema Sai Tarosoi, so there Al Kochuch, the Rash is going to have to learn that it's talking about where it was already Tomei. Because the Mishnah says you need a Maisa, so that must be envisioning a case it was already Tomei. But our Mishnah could go either way. So the Gemara doesn't want to quote our Mishnah as a Raya Tazmona Milsa. It's not a Raya Gemur. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about where it wasn't already Tomei, since the Lashon is not committal. So maybe our Mishnah told me it wasn't already tummy. If it wasn't already tummy, so I understand why it's how it loses its status as a medrash. I don't have to come out as a milsa. So therefore, the Gemara has to go to Brisa, and the Brisa see more that even if it was already tummy, it could also lose its status with the hazmana. So right, the hazmana milsa. Okay, I want to bring up another issue. It'll play into this. It'll come into this. It'll come back to this. There's another Mishnah. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah right before this Mishnah of Kippah. I think I gave it in the Maamar Pesach. The Mishnah says Perek Chav Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says Mitpachas Svarim. Mitpachas Svarim is a cover for a Sefer Torah. Mitpachas Svarim. So the Mishnah says that if they are mitsuyoros, they're embroidered with, I guess, lions and luchos and whatever we put on things that we put on the Sefer Torah, so it's not mekabel tuma. But if it's not mitsuyoros, then it is mekabel tuma. That's the Mishnah. Chos pshat maybe still, but that's what they still say. So what's the difference? Why? What's the pshat of the Mishnah? Why does it matter if it's mitsuyoros or not mitsuyoros? This machlekes is the Rashi and the Rama. The Rash says that if it's mitsuyoros, then its purpose is to decorate the Sefer Torah. And the Rash posits an idea that a tachshit for a kli is not a kli. People have, basically, Gemara Shabbos, the Gemara says that a person has a by people, there's a concept of jewelry. So you can walk out on Shabbos wearing jewelry. But by animals, there's no such thing as jewelry. If an animal walks out wearing jewelry, so that's called that the animal's carrying a masa on Shabbos. And by Kalim also, the Rav says, a Kali, there's no jewelry for Kalim. I mean, you could put jewelry on Kalim, but it won't have the status of a Kli. So where the Mitpachas is Mitsuyeres, so it's serving as jewelry for the Sefer Torah, that's not a Kli. Where it's not Mitsuyeres, then it's serving to protect the Sefer Torah, and that already is a Kli. Okay, so that's how the Rav learns that Mishnah, in which case, that Mishnah is fine, and there's nothing further to say. So we put that on the side. End of story, everything's good. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's not Mitsuyaris, so the Mishnah that we're talking about, Agamar, is talking about where it's not Mitsuyaris. So it could be Makabal Tumah, not Tumah's Medris, but it could be Makabal Tumah, so we're fine. The Rambam says a different shah. The Rambam says that the difference between Mitsuyaris and not Mitsuyaris, the Rambam there in the Perish Mishnah, he says that Mitpachas HaMitsuyaris, since it's Mitsuyaris, so it's made just for the Sefer Torah. It's not Mishamshi Odom. Says the Rambam, rule, a Keli, in order to have the status of a Keli, has to be Mishamshi Odom. Here the Mitpachas is Mishamish to Sefer Torah. Now Shein Kain, if it's not embroidered, then it could do double duty. It could be Mishamish to Sefer Torah. But it could also be used by people. You could use it for other things. So you could use it for a hat or something. So therefore, it's still called a Keli and it's Makabal Tum. And that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Mitsuyoros, the Tsiur shows that it's made only for the Sefer Torah. That's not Misham Shiolam. If it's not Mitsuyoros, then you see that it's made not only for the Sefer Torah, it's made for other uses too. If it's made for other uses too, then already it's Misham Shiolam and it's Makabal Tum. That's what it says in Rambam Perish and Mishnah. Yes, the Rashash, in the back of the Keli, we have the Haggadah of the Rashash. The obvious question. You can ask the question. What's the question? What?
Where do I get this chiluk from? There's only for a Mishnah.
Okay, maybe, but I don't know. Maybe from some other Mishnah. Maybe from this Mishnah. Maybe from some other Mishnah, Caleb, that I'm ignorant of. I don't know. But a different question.
What you said aside to be Matthias.
Right. Yes, there's Shash. What's that I'm talking about? Even if it's not Mitsuyeres, but the minute you put it on a Sefer Torah, it becomes Tashmishi Kedushi, not allowed to use it for anything else. So how's it Misham Shiyodom? You see, in Agra, for example, you know, the minute you give it to the Sefer Torah, Hasmona, not Hasmona, but it's no longer a Medrash. Because you can't use it anymore for a hat. So What do you mean? The Rava says that a mitachas, it's not mitzvahs, you can do double duty. Today it's covered. Today it's hamasei for Torah. Tomorrow I'll wear it as an actual word as a tichel. Like, what's going on? What is Rava talking about? How can you say that a mitachas is not mitzvahs and b'sham she'odim? It's also to do anything else with it except to use it for a sefer Torah. So Rashas is a very strange teretz, very shver teretz. He says that it's talking there you did not yet put onto the sefer, and the Mishnah holds as mono lav milsa. Why is it a pella? What? Yeah, I Agamash should bring that Mishnah. So you're telling me the Mishnah holds like Rava? So the Rosh is asking an Abai. And that Mishnah is a Kashan Abai. I wish Pella, I'd rather Rosh Hashanah say anything like that. The truth is, if you look at I think it's not so straight. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, the Rambam Taka. Have a mission? Anybody have a Gemara Nida? You'll see in a minute why this is relevant to what we were talking about before. Yeah, Chav Beis, Caleb. Yeah, the answer like this. Mitpoches svarim hamitzuyorois ein mekablum tuma v'pnei she'enom misham she'odom. Like he says in the Perush Mishnah, it's not misham she'odom. But he adds the following: Shaharei tziyuram meyed aleim shebishvil sefer na'asu. The decoration shows that it was made for a sefer Torah. V'she'enom mitzuyorois mitamais b'shatumis. But if it's not mitzuyorois, then it is makabel tuma, except for tumas medris. Because they still say amoid v'nasim malachteinu. So it can't be makabel medris. I guess he got that from argument from the next Mishnah, that if you gave a keeper to a sefer, then it's no longer mitami medris. Obviously, it's not mutsiheres. It doesn't matter. It loses its tumas medris. So what does it say in this Rambam? The Rambam says, like he says in the Perush Mishnayos, certainly, that the difference between Mitzuyeres and not Mitzuyeres is that Mitzuyeres is not Misham Shiyodom, and if it's not Mitzuyeres, it is Misham Shiyodom. But the Rambam adds two things over here that he did not say in the Perush Mishnayos. First of all, he adds the words, Shetziyurim Meyed Aleim Shebishvil Sefer Nasu. The embroidery shows that it was made L'chadchila for a Sefer Torah. And he also adds that even if it's not Mitzuyeres, it's not Mekabel Medrash, because people say Amoid V'Nasim Melachteinu. Now that also means it has, but why do people say Amoid V'Nasim Melachteinu? If you're telling me that if it's not Mitzuyeres, it does double duty, so why do they, so where is Amoid V'Nasim Melachteinu? You're telling me that if it's not Mitzuyeres, it could do double duty as being Misham Shiyodom. So if it could be double duty as Misham Shiyodom, so why do people say Amoid V'Nasim Melachteinu? Why can't the guy say, one second, right now I'm using it for a sheet. Right now I'm using it for a medrash. And if he can't say that, then it's not Misham Shiyodom. So what's this compromise over here? Since it's not Mitzuyeres, it is Misham Shiyodom, but people will still say Amoid V'Nasim Melachteinu. So we have here three problems in this mission over here, the way Rambam understands it. Problem number one is by the Rashash's problem. If it's not Mitzuyeres, so what do you mean it does double duty, it's Misham Shiyodom? It's also to do anything with it, it's Tashmishik Dusha. That's question number one. Question number two, if it could do double duty, so then why isn't it Tamei Medrus too? Where's the Amoid V'Nasim Melachteinu? Just say, this mitpachas has double duty. It's not mitzuyeres, so it's not only for the Sefer Torah, but it's Misham Shiyodom too. So why isn't it a medrash by the same token? And question number three, what's this Hadgoshim Rambam, that if it's mitzuyeres, it's the tzir shows that it was nasir for a Sefer Torah. That sounds like you're saying it was made originally for a Sefer Torah. So I think the answer for all these three things, you can do this to one thing. The child is like this, lo'olam, there's no question, that it's that once you give this mitpachas to the Sefer Torah, so now it's Tashmishi Kedusha, and it's also to do anything else with it. Still, the Rambam holds, it's still called Meshamshi Adam. Because that's the halacha that a kli, that's the halacha in the Perek Chavtes, that a kli, once it's yored to Torah's Kabbalah's Tumah, so enoy oile elo v'shini maisa. And once something had the Torah's kli as Meshamshi Adam, to change it from being no longer considered to be a kli that's Meshamshi Adam, you need a shini maisa. And the Rambam holds it, Isra'no is not equivalent to v'shini maisa. Isra'no is not the equivalent to v'shini maisa. So therefore, says the Rambam, if it's a talis, if it's a sabin hamitzuyeres, so the tzir is meyed shevetchilo nasif asefer Torah, so that means this was never mishamshi adam. So it never was a kli, because from its very fabrication, it was designated for to be a mitpachas farm. So it never had the status of mishamshi adam. So it never became a kli. Mashenkin, when it's not mitzuyeres, so even though now that I gave it over to a sefer Torah, now it's taka also b'hano, and I can't use it for anything else. But it doesn't matter. Since it was yored, since it was a lechatchila kli, it was lechatchila made. There's nothing about this mitpachas that shows what it was made for originally. Just a mitpachas off the rack. So it was originally, presumably, Misham Shiodom. It was originally made for Misham Shiodom. See, even though now I gave it over to use for Sefer Torah, but it's not. But lechatchila was Misham Shiodom. And to lose his status in Misham Shiodom, you need to have a kli. Just to find it, to be a kli, it has to be Misham Shiodom. But once it's a kli, it doesn't stop being a kli without a shini maisa. And here there was no shini maisa. I put it on the Sefer Torah. It's Yisra Hanoh, but the maisa, but the Rambam holds like Taisa Bel holds initially, that to lose the status as a shini, to lose the status as a kli, you have to have a shini maisa. But Tumas Medrash already, it loses. So, but says the Rambam, adds, but Tumi Medrash. Why is it not Tumi Medrash? Says the Rambam, because apparently the Rambam holds that although in Israel is not an equivalent of a Shini Maisa, but Tumas Medrash still goes away. That's like the Rash, that to take off Tumas Medrash, you don't have to have a Shini Maisa. So, the Derech Binyan, we see in the Rambam that the Rambam holds Al Derech the Rash, that ordinarily you have to have a Shini Maisa. And the Rambam holds not only do you have to have a Shini Maisa, but Isra Hanoh doesn't take off, does not count as a Shini Maisa. And even if it became Asa Banoh, it's not going to help. Once it was a Kli and it was Misham Shri Adam, so it remains a Kli forever unless you have a Shini Maisa. And here there was no Shini Maisa. But for Tumas Medrash, it still loses its status as Tumas Medrash, because we say to Mamay Benasim Malachtenu, at the end of the day, it's not, people aren't using it anymore for a Medrash. So we could say to Mamay Benasim Malachtenu, that's Lechayr Mamash like the Rash. That Medrash is different than everything else. Everything else needs a Shini Maisa. Medrash does not need a Shini Maisa. So that's number one. So I think from this Rambam we can build up that the Rambam holds al derech l'rash that Medrash is different. For everything else you have to have a Shini Maisa. For Medrash, Shini Maisa is not sufficient. I mean, it's the other way around. By everything else you need a Shini Maisa. By Medrash, Shini Maisa is not necessary. Because amoyd v'nasim l'achtein. At the end of the day, it's amoyd v'nasim l'achtein. So now, one second. So that's good. So that answers all the problems in the Rambam. In the three problems that I mentioned before. That was. Yeah, that answers all the problems in the Rambam. Fine. So now, let's take this a step further. So if this is true, that the Rambam holds like the Rash, that for a Medrash, you don't have to have a Shini Maisa. So, what about Agamar? In Agamar, it says that a Kippah, that you gave over to a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, you need Hazmana Milsa. And if Hazmana Lav Milsa, then it does not, then it retains its Tumas Medrash. Why? Same question we asked in the Rash. If the Rambam holds like the Rash, we asked to leave with the Rash. What was the question according to the Rash from Agamar? What did we ask before? If for Medrash you don't need a Shini Maisa, what was the question? So why do you need Hazmana? Without Hazmana. So what did we answer? That it must be talking about where the Kippah was already Tomei. Well, let's see in the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold about that? The Rambam says, Kippah, it's the next same parak, a few halachas later. Kippah, shenosno yala sefer, tor milakabel tumas medris, aval metame bimeis u b'shar tumas. So, a few things in the Rambam. First of all, it's clear in the Rambam is learning that it's not, it was not already Tameh. The Lashon is very clear. Kippa doesn't say that it was Tameh. Shenosna yala sefer, tohar milekabel tumas medrus. It can no longer be mekabel tumas medrus. Aval mitame mem sof tes mem al. It can become tame b'meisu b'shar tumas. So it's clear in the Rambam we're talking about a kippa that's not already tame. It's just able to be mekabel tumas medrus. But now that you gave it, now that you were nosna yala sefer, so it's no longer able to be mekabel tumas medrus. But it could still, going forward, be mekabel tumas medrus. So we're talking here about a kippa that's was not tame yet. The Rambam says, now what did he do exactly with his kippah? Says the Rambam, Shenosnoi al ha-sefer. What's this lashon, Shenosnoi al ha-sefer? Why does it have to be al ha-sefer? Why not kippah, Shenosnoi la-sefer? What's the lashon of al ha-sefer? Where did that come from? Hazman al-Milsa. That's our Gemara. The Mishnah says, Nosnoi la-sefer. Says there a Gemara, that's good according to Abai, but according to Rav Asher. Says the Gemara, it's Nosnoi v'kachosim. So that's the Rambam. No, no, say Allah Sefer. Allah Sefer means that he put it on the Sefer itself. So, because we pass like Rabbi, it's Manolad Musa, you have to put it on the Sefer. So, 1 second. But what happened over here? The Rambam himself holds that for Medrash, you need a Shini Maisa. So, by Medrash, you don't need a Shini Maisa. So, the mere mental change is enough. So, why do you have to have No, say Allah Sefer? As long as she took the Kippah and it wasn't Tummy yet. And she was miyachedit, or he was miyachedit for a sefer. So why isn't that enough? Why do you have to have nosnei ala sefer that it became also bana? Why isn't the mental designation enough? It was bekitzer. Before we put together the drama holds like the Rash that by medrash you don't need a shini maaser. It's enough to change the yichud mentally. And Agamara maybe is talking about where it's already tummy. So what's already tummy? It's worse. But the Rambam is talking about a case where it was not already tummy. Yeah, and the Rambam is madgish, but you have to put it on the sefer. Apparently, just mentally changing the designation is not enough. Why is the mental change not enough? Why not say that you could be almost sufficient? So I think what we have to say over here in the Rambam comes up is a new shita. That like this, the Rambam holds that mental designation is never enough. Even by Medrash, mental designation is not enough. That's why by Kippah you have to put it on the Sefer. You have to generate it Yisra Hanoah. The mental designation is not enough. But the Rambam holds that by Medrash Yisra Hanoah is Kemaisa. But to take it Kli and make it Ois Kli, Yisra Hanoah is not sufficient. This is something in between. So I think it's a new Shita. As we've seen, Shita is that Yisra Hanoah is like a Shini Maisa altogether. Taisus and Shabbos. Yisra Hanoah is like a Shini Maisa 100%. We've seen on the other hand the sheet, and we've seen on the other hand the sheet of the Rash, that to go from medrash to non medrash, all you need is a mental designation altogether. You don't need not a maisa, not a isra. No, you don't need anything. I think in the Rambam it's something in between. You need a maisa always, but when it comes to taking a medrash and making it ois medrash, hamoyd menasim alachteinu, isra no is sufficient. When it comes to taking a kli and making it ois kli entirely, for that isra no is not enough. Then you need a maisa mamish. And I think that's bar will be like this. That's bar will be that when it comes to taking a kli and making it a non-kli, so there the Rambam holds, like Toshis by us, that you need a maisa mamish. Maybe like I said yesterday from Avaron, that once something has a teres kli that is able to be makabel tumah, so it's a halacha. That's how the Rambam read in the Mishnah. That kol hakelim einam oyle midei tumosum ela v'shini maisa. That it's a rule. Once something was yored the teres kabolas tumah, once something was yored the teres kli. It achieved the status of a kli, so to become ois kli, you have to do a maisa to it, and it's not enough to change the designation. Yisra Hanoah does change the designation. I'm not a Yisra Hanoah. Can't argue with the mitzias. Yisra Hanoah changes the designation. Changing the designation doesn't cut it. I could change the designation in other ways. There's a halacha that to change kli, once something was yored, once something got a teres kli, a teres that is makabel tumah, so it doesn't stop being a kli until you do a shini maisa to it. That's a halacha. That's an absolute halacha, categorical halacha. And therefore, the Rambam holds that if you took a mitpachas and you gave it over to be a sefer to a sefer, so even though it became also b'hano, it doesn't matter because it was a kli. And once a kli is always a kli, unless you do a shini maaser. So then you break the status as a kli. But otherwise, once it's a kli, it stays a kli forever. And that's the halacha. Unless it was a mitpachas on a tzieres. mitachas and mitzuyeres, then I have evidence from the mitachas itself that it was never a kli, because it was lechatili earmarked for a sefer Torah. But ordinarily, if I have a mitachas, it's not embroidered, so that's just a mitachas that I got from J.C. Penney. It wasn't made for a sefer Torah. So even though now I gave it to a sefer Torah, now it became osur banoah. So what? But it was a kli, and once it's a kli, it stays a kli. On the other hand, medrus it loses. Says Rabbi, but it's no longer metame medrus. Why is it no longer metame medrus? Says the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mean that the mental designation is enough for amoid v'nasim lachteinu. The mental designation is not enough even for amoid v'nasim lachteinu, because because you have to express it in a maisa. Even a mental designation, you have to express it in a maisa. But what the Rambam means is, but now that it's osur b'hanoah, so bottom line is, once it's osur b'hanoah, so the hanoah makes that it's amoid v'nasim lachteinu. Somebody's sitting on a mantle of a sefer Torah, so you're going to say to him, "Shake it! What are you doing? I'm even asking for lachteinu. You're not allowed to sit on the covering of a sefer Torah. It's sacrilegious. So I'm even asking for lachteinu. So that's already a tumas. That's a tumas medrus. So then it loses its tumas medrus, and that's how the Rambam learned Tagamar. Kippa shenosel l'sefer, says the Rambam. If hazmona milsa, so he was. Now I understand. Hazmona milsa. Now it becomes also b'hanoah. The Azmona makes it also b'anoah. If it's also b'anoah, then the Isra Anoah makes it. Then it's amoid v'nasim alachteinu. But if you're like Rova, the Azmona lav milsa, yes, the Gemara. So then, there's no amoid v'nasim alachteinu. It's not also b'anoah. And then you want to stand change its designation? For that, you need a shinui ma'aser. So Gemara answers in Echnami. If you're Rova, you have to say, that's not so v'karfosse. Then it's talking about where they put the mitpachas on the sefer. So once they put it on the sefer, now it becomes neser b'anoah. Once it's Nesib Anos, so it's Takana Usam, and once it's Nesib Anos, so it's Hamad Vinasim Alachtainu. And that's what the Rabbin Paskins. Nos Nosay Allah Sefer. If they put the Kippah on the Sefer, then it becomes Osir Banos, even according to Rava. And once it's Osir Banos, so it's Hamad Vinasim Alachtainu. I think that's what we can reconstruct from the Rabbin, how the Rabbin looked at these issues. It's halfway between Tosis and the Rash. He agrees to Tosis by us. That to take a kli and make it no longer a kli, he agrees to Tosis by us on two counts. He agrees to Tosis by us that to take a kli and make it not a kli, you need a shini maisa, and he said, no, it's not a substitute. And he agrees also that even by Tomei Medrash, you have to do some kind of maisa, a mental designation won't change it. But on the other hand, he agrees to the Rash that there is a difference between Medrash and everything else. So Amoy Vanasim Lachainu makes a difference. But the difference that it makes is not like the Rash that it's enough to have a mental designation. Now, a mental designation is nothing ever. But rather, what it does is that Isra Anoah now becomes meaningful. Because Stam is they buy a kli to make an ois kli. That's a halacha, a categorical halacha, that once something is a kli, you can't break it from being a kli unless you do it to a Dushini Maisa. Isra Anoah is not going to change it from being a kli. Now, Shang, when it comes to Medrash, by Medrash, all you need is some objective factor that makes a Moed V'Nasim Alachteinu. Well, Isra Anoah is an objective thing that makes a Moed V'Nasim Alachteinu. So once it's Nesib Anoah, Psharei Oimim Le'a Moed V'Nasim Alachteinu. And so you can shmak in the Lashon of the Rambam, by the Rambam originally, by Mitpoches, when the Rambam said, Mitpoches Svarim, Mitzioyis, Eim Mekabels Tumo, Meshe'en Mesham Shinodom, Sherit Siyurin Meyad Aleim, Shevishvil Sefer Nasu. So they were never Mesham Shinodom. But she'ena mitzuyores mitamis b'shar tumas. But other kinds of mitpoches that are not mitzuyores, so they are mekabel tuma because they were misham shiodim. At least originally they were misham shiodim. Now they're not, but they were originally misham shiodim. So you don't, and there was no shini maisa, so they continue to be tamei. Chutz mitumas medris, but tumas medris not. Why? Because now there's an isra anoah that was chal. The Isra Anoah makes it that we now say to him, "Amoid v'nasim alachteinu." You can't sit on this; it's also b'hanoah. Oh, again, in a way, it's akin to the Rid. We saw in the Rid also the Rid holds on the one hand that even by medrash you need a ma'aser, but on the other hand he says, but not the same degree of ma'aser that you need by a regular kli. By a regular kli, you need a ma'aser gomer. Hanging it up by a nail is not good enough. By medrash, it's enough to be kaveh b'masmeh. What's the difference? Where you need a ma'aser, you need a ma'aser. You don't need a ma'aser, you don't need a ma'aser. What's this in between compromise? Yeah, if you say, we can say that's the child in the read as well. In a regular kli, you want to make an ois kli, so that's a kind of breaking the kli. You want to take something that's a kli, and now it has a teres kli. It doesn't. The change of yichud is not going to help. So you need a shini ma'aser gomer, because a shini ma'isa gomer, there you're sort of breaking the claim. I don't know if it's a shvira mamish in the sense they have by klicheres or shirosim and tarosim, but it's you're breaking its kli status. So that needs a ma'isa gomer. Masha'enkin by a medris, you don't need to break the kli. What you need is to demonstrate that the amid manasim alachteinu. So mental is not enough, but all you need is some indication, physical indication, that of amid manasim alachteinu. So kavi b'masmer, you didn't do anything to the kli itself. You nailed to the wall. You didn't do anything intrinsic to the kli. So it's not a shini maisa that breaks the kli. It'll still be a kli, but it is a physical demonstration of amid manasim alachteinu. So you're changing it, and for medris, that's enough. The amid manasim alachteinu is enough. Right, good point. It's very parallel to what we saw in the Rid as well. In both cases, you do need a ma'aseh the Rid holds, but not for the same reason. Regularly, you need a ma'aseh because this halacha that a kli doesn't become ma'aseh kli unless you have a shini ma'aseh. We'll call it a shvira. I'm not sure if shvira is the right word. Maybe it's the right word. It's a kind of shvira. Whereas lashon by klecheres, you can't be told in the mikvah shvirosin v'tarosin. So maybe that's the idea here. A kli, you want to make it no longer a kli. You need a shvira, but that might be overkill. I don't know if we need that, but you need something intrinsic in the kli. You want to take a kli and make it ois kli, you have to do a ma'aseh that's intrinsic to the kli. Maybe there's a better way to say it, otherwise the other one is too radical. You need to do something intrinsic to the kli. So nailing it to the wall is not intrinsic to the kli. That's not a ma'aseh. That's not called a shini ma'aseh. Shenken by medris, really you don't need to change. You don't need to do something intrinsic to the kli. All you have to do is change your behavior towards the kli. That is now it's in a state of amid manasim alachteinu, but that has to be more than mental. It has to be at least kavod b'masmer. You nail the sadin to the wall, so now there's amid manasim alachteinu. You've demonstrated. You've done an act of making it now amid manasim alachteinu. And isranos for that isranos is good enough. And the Rambam's take on that would be that for that isranos is good enough. Yeah, very good. Okay, so now we have a lot to work with. Let's take a look at Tosfos. We have 10 minutes. Most of the sefer. So the Mishnah says you have a keeper, you gave it over for a sefer Torah. So it's Talmid the Tami Talmid Medrash. So the Gemara says it's a raya to Abaye and it's a kashan rova. He asks Tosfos, Tema, Tikshin Ami L'Abaye? Why is it any better according to Abaye? The Nokat HaOreg. After all, Abaye only said HaOreg begged the mace. Mashma Aval Yichud Loi? Now, Tosfos' initial assumption is this is a major machlokes Rishonim. Hazmona Milsa. Does Hazmona have to be a Maisa? Or is Hazmona enough to be Bedibur? Or maybe even mental? Tosfos initially assumes that the mashmois of Abaye is ha'orig beg meis. Abaye didn't say somebody was miyachad a beget for the meis. Apparently, being miyachad a beget for the meis is not enough. You have to do a maisa, which expresses the hazmona, which expresses the hazmona. This is a big machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban and the Ran has a big arichus about this. The Ran quotes the Ramban that the Ramban holds that a dibur ba'alma is enough. I don't know about mental. I don't know, but he says dibur. But the Ramban holds deeper be'alma is good enough for Hazmona, and the Ran is chelik, and the Ran says no, you have to have a ma'aseh. You need to have a ma'aseh. Yeah.
Where would Abaye have seen from Egla Rufa that you have to have some sort of shame?
Oh, that's a good question. By Egla Rufa, it's only Ridos Eisros, so if you need a ma'aseh, where's the ma'aseh by Egla Rufa? Good. How can Tosfos entertain that according to Abaye you need a ma'aseh and deeper is not enough? So what's your Ridos Eisros? Interesting. The Ran sheet is that you do need a ma'isa. But the Ran has an extra connection. He says you need a ma'isa, but the mesira legizbar is good enough. So he says over here, nostal lesefer means he gave it to the gavei of the shul. So he says that's a ma'isa. That also counts as a ma'isa. So that might then in that scheme maybe I could hear that the yerida l'nachal eson, that's like giving it over to the gavei. bring it to a special, specific place where it has to be, that's also a maisa. But Tosfos doesn't seem to have that notion, because then Tosfos could have said that teretz. Nosmi is a maisa. Nosmi was safe, he gave it to the gabbai. I mean, maybe Tosfos didn't have a gabbai in his vision of the case. Yes, and good. If you need to have a maisa, how can Tosfos say you need to have a maisa? How do you understand your idosel nachaleis and maisrosa? Thinking that maybe we can mechalek that maybe by gufa kedusha maybe you don't need a ma'aser but by mishamshin you need a ma'aser. Of course it's shver because Abai learns it out from gufa kedusha. How can he learn it out from gufa kedusha if you need more? Maybe the shah would be that that's an idea of hazmoni see by egla rufa. Abai held that by mishamshin if you don't do a ma'aser to it then there's nothing to make it into mishamshin. Like egla rufa is an egla rufa. It is egla. And this is the egla ufa that you're designating. So maybe there, stuff with the mice. Maybe your idos l'nachaleson is a mice. Maybe we said that. Since that it's a prescribed thing, they have to be married at l'nachaleson. It's a prescribed procedure that has halachic significance. So maybe that's also called the mice. Bringing it down l'nachaleson is a mice. It doesn't necessarily have to be a shini in the gufadova. You have to do some significant ma'aser. So if you're that's certainly a ma'aser. But just to say, or just to dibur ba'alma, that's not a ma'aser. But yiridos l'nachaleson is a ma'aser.
When I was throwing my kelim,
on the mace.
Well, yeah. I was definitely showing what I was trying to do there.
No, I don't mean because you're showing it. I'm saying, since there's a special din of Nachal Eisim, Sam is acting by Kalim, and they were like, not, and it's only Nogel and Mace. So it's an expression of what they were, it's certainly an expression of their thoughts and feelings, but there's no significance to the Zrika per se. So that doesn't count as a Mace. But the Yerida of Nachal Eisim, its arrival in Nachal Eisim is a halacha, because it has to be a Nachal Eisim to have the Arifa. So maybe that's already more of a, maybe that could be considered a Mace. I don't know, but it's a very good art. Okay, so anyway, so Tosfos says, Tema, Tikshit Nami Labai, Tenoka Ta'erik, the Mashma, Aval Yichaloi. So it's Kashin Abai also. How does it work? Nostal is safer, but where's the Arigo? Vahavi Machalim Meimer, so Tosfos says, maybe we could say, that Hocha, Bidiko Shini Maisa, that maybe in fact, the case of Nostal is safer means with a Shini Maisa. The Nesina over here means not Stam Nesina. Nesina with a, maybe she embroidered it or some Shini Maisa was involved. Da'ein Kli Oilem Itumose Ela B'Shini Maisa. Because after all, we have a rule, that's the Mishnah Perchav Tes, that a Kli, anyway, to be Oilem Itumose needs a Shini Maisa. And Tosfos at this point is assuming that that's true over here as well. Even though this Yisrael doesn't make a difference. Not like Tosfos and Shabbos. Yisrael doesn't make a difference. So Avada, there has to have been over here. There has to have been here a Shini Maisa. So I'm not quite sure. Just how to read this line. What is it doing with this line? Is Tosfos being a proof that it's talking about a case of a Shini Maisa? It could learn. The Tosfos needs to bring a proof that the case first. Tosfos just posits. Maybe the case is that there was a Shini Maisa, and he says, "And I'll bring you a proof." After all, anyway, it has to be a Shini Maisa. Because we have a rule of kol kelim einam oilem mitumasa neilu b'shini maisa. That's one possibility. Maybe there's another way to read the Tosfos. It'll be negay later on in the Hemshech of Tosfos. That maybe Tosfos doesn't mean to bring it as a proof. Tosfos means maybe Tosfos knows that as a proof this is not foolproof. Because maybe Sana is different, maybe Medrash is different, we'll see what might be in play. You know, maybe Tosfos knows that's not an ironclad proof. Tosfos means rather to address an objection. Tosfos says, Tosfos maybe will say, Harimotzel and Meimer, maybe we can say it's talking about where there was a mice. So Taisus explaining, one second, but isn't that cryptic in the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't say anything about a Shini Maisa. The Mishnah should explain that the Nesin over here, if it's a Hasmona, it must have been with the Maisa. Why did the Mishnah spell that out? So Taisus says, no, don't worry about that. The Mishnah didn't have to spell it out, because the Mishnah relies on the fact that everybody knows that a Keli, to be Oilu Mitumosa, needs to have a Shini Maisa. So the Mishnah doesn't need to spell it out. No, if it's only Batara's Hasmona, you need a Maisa. And the Mishnah telling me not to say if it was Hasmona, and Hasmona needs a Shini Maisa. So the Mishnah should need to say that. We're talking about a Hasmona, and Hasmona means a Shini Maisa. But the Mishnah didn't have to say it, because it's a given that every time you change something from one thing to another, from a Sarin to a Vilain, from a Kisei to a Dichoin, from a this to a that, you always have to have a Shini Maisa. So the Mishnah doesn't have to say every single time that there was a Shini Maisa, because we know that's the rule in general. You need a Shini Maisa. So the Mishnah relied on the general rule. It didn't have to say it at each and every instance. So maybe that's all Tosis is doing. I'm flagging that right now, that there's two ways to read the Tosis. We'll get to the end of the Tosis. We'll see. It might make a difference. Then Tosis goes on and says, "V'chein ahi d'nefesh shavon el shem chay v'hoisef b'dimus sechol d'shem meis mashma d'yichud b'lo hoisef lei mahani miniporach minol erovo ulabai nicho." This is another proof from the Hemshech of the Gemara that Hasmona needs to have a Maisa, because the Gemara later on talks about nefesh that we had the Gemara, well, not so sure what Taisus proof is, but the Gemara says if you have a nefesh and you built it for a chai, so that wasn't osur, and then after the mace died, he was meisef adimus echot. He added a row of bricks for shem the mess. So the Gemara says that the Brisa says that then it's also. The Gemara says that's a raya tabai that hasmona mills. Because according to Rovo, what does it matter that he added a row of bricks? So it's a hasmona. It's like every beggar of the mace, but they didn't put the mace in yet. The Gemara answers they did put the mace in. Now we'll see later when we get to the sugya. But al-Kabanim, initially, the Gemara assumes they did not put it in the mace. And what asks the nefesh? The mace of adding a dimus. Taisus says, but it sounds like you need to add a dimus. But what if you just had a mental designation that I want this nefesh now to be for the mace? That's not good enough. So again, you see another indication that hasmona means a maisa. Because if hasmona didn't mean a maisa, then we didn't have to say haisa by dimus. The Gemara could have said, the Brisa could have said that he was just miyachad at l'shem the mace. So Riley, you need a maisa. The Ramban also asks, the Ramban addresses this question. The Ramban holds you don't need a maisa. And the Ramban says in a Chanami, that would also work. Who had him? Hoisa Bedimus, and it's just a marshal. He doesn't have to be Hoisa Bedimus. He could do a mental, he could say, I want the nefesh to be for the mix. So Taisus feels that that's a doifet. The Brisa should have said that. Why did he say Hoisa Bedimus? And the third Rai, V'chein, midenokat kis, sha'asoi lahaniach tefillin, v'loi nokat yichdoi. So Taisus has three Rai's that you need a Maisa for. Three rayas that you need a maisa from ha'orig beggar the mace, loshen of ha'orig, from hoisa bedimus, mash we need to have a maisa, and from asoy l'tfilin, kisha asoy l'tfilin, and what about, and then on the other hand he has a problem with kippah shenosnei l'sefer, that does not sound like there was a maisa. His answer: no, there was a maisa. After all, anyway, Kaylee's only oilu midei tumasa alidei shini maisa. The kupas or she yichdel yeshiva the perikel oivin. Besadin shasoy viloin that claim is rabba. I don't know why it's called Gemara Menachos. It's a Mishnah and Kelim. It's the Hanach Nami b'di Issa Shini Maisa. These few lines of Taisus is very strange. What is this doing here? Taisus says that the Mishnah of Sadin shasoy viloin is talking about Alidei Shini Maisa. Because, after all, that's not the Hasmona. Sadin Shosay Vilu, not a Mishnah about Hasmona. The Mishnah goes on and says, Befesh. Okay, Meemasi Tarosun, Misha Yiksha, Misha Yikva. There was a mice over there. If you hold the Yiddish in a mice, the safe is Mepharish Duration. Rashi of the Rosh says Befesh that way. The safe is Mepharish Duration. There was a Shini mice. So what does Tyson want? What does that Tyson have to do with anything? There is a rule. There is a rule that kol kelim einam oilu midei tumas and elav shini maisa, and Taisus doesn't think that medrash is any different. So if that's the rule, then that rule applies to sadin shasavilin as well. So sadin shasavilin does have to be alidei shini maisa. That's all true as far as it goes, but it has nothing to do with this with this taisis over here. What does that have to do with this taisis? This taisis is a taisis about whether hazmana needs a maisa. It doesn't need a maisa. Sadin shasavilin, it's nothing to do with hazmana. Sadin shasavilin is a case of a keli that's being eliminated to mas and going from tumas medrash to a not to some other state. And since taisis holds that medrash is no different than anything else, so it goes into the rule that sadin that kol keli may eliminate to mas and elal deshin maisa. So that's true, but it doesn't belong over here in Sanhedrin. It's nothing to do with Hasugya, nothing to do with the topic of discussion. It just happens to be true, according to Taisus, that Sadin Shosavili needs to have a Shini Maisa, because Kol Kalim in Elam Deitimos and Elam Shini Maisa. Have this fallen down Taisus. And the same thing, Kupa Sosh Yuchtel Yeshiva. Not even anything. Kupa Sosh Yuchtel Yeshiva means you have a block of Sor, which ordinarily would be Chometz. But you took this block of Sor and you decided to make it into a, what do they call it, an Ottoman. You made it into a chair. So the Gemara says that it's ois chametz. It's no longer consistent that we use it anymore for food. Now you change it into a chair. So now it's a piece of furniture. It loses the status of food, and it's no longer considered to be chametz. That's what it says over there. So Taisha says that it has to be aliday maisa. Taisha there in Pesachim also says it has to be aliday maisa. And Taisha is medamid to din of kolah kelim einam olam nekimos and aliday shini maisa. He just holds in Svar that it's similar. You're changing the designation of something from one thing to another. So just like a kli to become ois kli needs to have a shinui maisa. So a chometz food to become ois food has to have a shinui maisa. Okay, that's interesting. And it's an interesting sheet of Taisus. But the same way a kli, in order to become ois kli, needs to have a shinui maisa, so oichel, in order to become oichel, also has to have a shinui maisa. And Kupa Sosh Yichtil Shiva must have been that it was with the Shini Maisa. Also very interesting, entertaining and informative, as Gibbon would say, but what does it have to do with Antithesis? How did this fall into Antithesis? That's not a Gemara about Hasmana, not a Gemara about Medrash, not a Gemara about anything to do with anything that we're talking about. It's like Tosis, you know, Taisus mentioned the Mishnah about Kol Kalim Einam Odin L'Dei Tumas and L'Dei Shini Maisa, and he spits out like everything that's relevant to that topic. What's nothing to do with this Taisus? Just take go 1 minute over time. Just read a little bit further. Miu Kasha Dim Kain. If you're telling me that here there was a Shini Maisa, Dim Kain, but Loi Nas Nasu L'Seif Anami Tomer Tomer Namedrus Iki Shini Maisa. Taisus asks, if we're talking about that it was with the Shini Maisa, so then why do you have to come on Tazman and Milsa at all? Interesting, the Taisa Rosh has a similar Taisa, but he doesn't ask this kasha. He just stays with the Maskana, he needs a Shini Maisa, and that's the answer. Taisa says, I don't know what he does with this kasha. Very obvious question. If already we're talking about there was a Shini Maisa, so forget Hazmana. Shini Maisa always is takes off the Torah's kli. So Taisa now is Chazer, and he says, therefore it must be that Hazmana does not need a Maisa. And here we're talking about where there was no Maisa. And what about all the Gemaras? Taisa is going to say that Taisa doich all of our Gemaras. Hayu over Yimuzakum Mekalim Nasim Mizrika Be'Am Meloishem Maisa Mahani. So Taisa answers. So Chloim Diichad Dibra Am Meloishem Mahani. Elam Kain Notli Va'Amer Zeyil Meisa L'Sefer. V'Hodenachat Ta'erik Lav Dafkel. Mishum Rabusu Derava. Dafilu Achi Shor. Because Taisa's answer is that you really don't need a Maisa, but you have to at least pick it up. So the Nefesh you can't pick it up, so you have to make a Dimus. Ta'erik Beg Meisa Lav Dafkel. And over here, Nosel Sefer means she picked it up, but there was no Maisa. It's the bottom line is Taisus Chayzer. Well, you don't need a Maisa for Hasmona, you have to hold it. But you don't need any Maisa further than that. And the case over here is Nosel Sefer, there was no Shini Maisa. There was no Shini Maisa. So what's Shver? So that's why it's Hasmona. Hasmona doesn't need a Shini Maisa. The Gemara is talking about where there was no Shini Maisa. So what's Shver? So if there was no Shini Maisa, what happened to the rule that Kol Kalim made him Olam Dei Tumos and Elav Shini Maisa? Like, where did that come? That's the place it started. The Kol Kalim eliminate Tumas and Elav Shini Maisa. So what happened now? So that's what I was setting up before. That maybe Taisus knows that that's not so poshut. Maybe Sarno is different. Maybe Medrash is different. That's so poshut that Kol Kalim made him Olam Dei Tumas and Elav Shini Maisa. Taisus lechatchila maybe never meant it as a proof. That's just a strong proof. Taisus meant that when Taisus thought Hasmona needs a Maisa, so why didn't the Mishnah spell it out? So Taisus, maybe the Mishnah didn't have to bother to spell it out, because everybody knows the Kol Kalim made him Olam Dei Tumas and Elyal Dei Shini Maisa, so the Mishnah relies on that general rule. But now the Taisus is turning around and saying that Hasmona does not need a Maisa, and the Mishnah about Kippah is talking without a Maisa. So what happened to the rule of Kol Kalim Einam Olam Deitimasim Ela B'Shini Maisa? So Tosh says, oh, not so Poshut. That's this other Eitzis for it. Maybe it's Harnoz Kemaisa, like Tosh says in Shabbos. Maybe by Medrash you don't need a Maisa, like the Rash says. Maybe there's other possibilities. Well, that's what you have to say over here in the Tosh. If I didn't have the Kupa Sa'ur, I'm going to talk over time. I just want to finish the thought. If I didn't have the Tosh about Kupa Sa'ur, I'd only have the Tosh in the middle about Sad and Shasa Vilain. Now, those two things that fell into Tosh for no apparent reason, if he only had the Sad and Shasa Vilain part, so I would have said, it was very tempting, attractive to say, that the Nakuda that's going back and forth here in Tosh is Takalash. Does Medrash also need a Shini Mais? Tosh Lechatchila thought that Hazmona here was with the Shini Mais. And the Mishnah doesn't have to say it because Kolokalim, we know the Mishnah relies on the rule of Kolokalim that you have to have a Shini Mais, which implies that by Medrash you also have to have a Shini Mais. And if that's the case, then the Mishnah of Sadim Shosa Bulin has to be Alide Shini Mais. But now the Tosh is Chayzer and says Loilam Hazmona is without a Mais. And the Mishnah of Kippah should not the same phrase without a Mais. So without a Mais, how's the other to Muslim? What happened to the rule of Kol Kalim that you have to have a Shini Maisa? The Torah is going to have to be that Medrash is different. Well, if Medrash is different, then the Mishnah of Sad and Shasa Vilim could be without a Maisa too. And that's why Tosh in the middle stuck in that line that Sad and Shasa Vilim is with the Shini Maisa. Tosh means, Lefi, what he's saying, Lechatchila, that you need a Shini Maisa even for Medrash, so then the Mishnah of Sad and Shasa Vilim has to be Alidei Maisa. But now that Tosh is Chayzer, and he's saying that the Hazman is with Adam Isa, and the Mishnah of Nosna Sefer is with Adam Isa, and then Al-Korchach Medrash does not need a Maisa to be taken off, because I'm not even asking Lachtainu. So then the Mishnah of Sadin Shosavilin also could be with Adashini Maisa. That would explain what that line in Tosis was doing. That's the pivot around which Tosis is revolving. But it doesn't work, because Tosis is the other thing about Kupa Soshi Yitul Yeshiva, which has absolutely nothing to do with Tumas Medrash. So there's something more going on here than that. So that's a riddle over here in Tosis. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.